Well, the battle lines in Parliament without Jamie Lee Ross have become clearer with his decision to hand his proxy vote to National. The MP for Botany tweeted a copy of a letter that he sent to National senior whip Barbara Couriger, granting the party that expelled him his vote while he remains on leave. In his tweet, he said, "I appreciate all the recent messages of support. I was well looked after by the fantastic people at Middlemore and grateful for their care. On medical advice, I remain on leave, but have given National my proxy vote to ensure Botany continues to be represented in Parliament." Well, to discuss this and where it leaves Parliament, I'm joined by our political editor, Jane Patterson. Good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning, Giles.
Well, you'd have to say that given the toxic past couple of weeks, you wonder why he's given this proxy vote to National. Why?
Well, we remain in really an uneasy standoff between Jamie Lee Ross and the National Party. And of course, the weekend before last, he was committed to Middlemore Hospital, raising questions about his future in Parliament. But what this indicates is that he does still have an intention to come back to Parliament, although it's still not clear exactly when that will be. He does say in his tweet that on medical advice, he remains on leave. But really, this is about positioning himself putting him in the best position to be able to defend a walk-jumping action if the National Party did decide to take that. So in his letter to the Speaker, he talks about enhancing the proportionality of political party representation in Parliament, and that is one of the arguments that the National Party would have to prove if they did decide to invoke the Waka jumping legislation against him. But that's not the only element within it. It's also party funding that political parties get for an MP, questions in the House. So there's an argument there about whether he would actually win if the National Party did decide to take that option, and I want to make it clear that they don't look like they would invoke that option at this stage.
So the status quo is preserved for the time being. Is there any suggestion that perhaps it is just a little bit of a truce and that hostilities may resume if and when he returns?
Look, there has been a bit of a ceasefire since the weekend before last, and the National Party has come back to Parliament really just to look to get back to business as usual. The decision too rests with them as to whether they actually take the proxy vote. So Jamie Lee Ross can say that he is, you know, giving it or granting it to the National Party, but they don't have to take that up. So if they do, that means that when votes are taken in the House, they include Jamie Lee Ross's alongside their own vote. But if they decide not to take it up, and I understand the party hasn't made a decision yet as to whether they will do that, then Jamie Lee Ross's vote continues to sit outside of the other parties, and if he's not in the House to cast that vote, then it is not cast, it is a null vote, and that does continue to disturb the proportionality. So we're not quite back to status quo. It really does depend now on how National decides to respond to that, and in fact whether Mr. Ross, when he comes back to the House, when he does do that, and that's the point at which that vote might come into play.
Why would National not want to take up his proxy?
There are still very hurt feelings and a lot of anger in the caucus about how this has all played out. Generally, when someone takes a proxy vote, it's sort of doing them a favour in a way, because as an independent, if you're not in the House to cast your vote, then your vote doesn't get cast. So it's a waste of a vote, and it's basically done to alleviate the pressure on an independent MP by meaning that their vote still gets counted. So I'd say there'd be many in the caucus who would be loath to give Jamie Lee Ross any kind of assistance given the events of the past few weeks. But then also there will be some MPs, I imagine, who will be wanting to see a way where things can be smoothed over a bit, and taking his proxy vote may be one way of doing that. But as I said, I understand the party hasn't yet made that decision, and there are bound to be some conflicting views about whether they should do that or not.
Thank you. Jane Patterson, our political editor.